Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
Just getting right into it. I like this. Oh my gosh.
Shocked.
Usually he asks for permission. What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry? Motherfucking D.
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, aka Blanderson Hooper. How are you feeling, Jay?
Good day to you as well, Craig. Feeling good.
Finally got that Secret Santa shit out of the way. Had that.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
Thank you, Barry. Excellent party.
Was it excellent?
Was it great? I mean, I do wish we played Pictionary, but...
Yeah, that probably would have been the most fun of all the things that we did.
We had to throw jingle bells into our balls and cups.
No.
I mean, was that not... No? We didn't do that?
We didn't throw them into balls.
Well, the jingle bell was like a ball on a string that Barry and his wife made us tie a cup around our waist...
Right,
and each of us had to like hump this cup in order to get the jingle bell. Was that a jingle bell?
Yeah, you could say it was a jingle bell
into the cup.
It was a bell, yeah.
And then we went bobbing for candy canes.
That we did.
Yeah, there is a great video I am waiting for Barry to post on Twitter of Blandy doing the candy cane exercise.
I wasn't too good at that. I was not. I only got, what, two?
No.
Two, I think.
Same. Me neither.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are riding a four-game winning streak, so let's fucking get into it. Barry, where can they call
us? Let's do this.
516-33-MESH-1. You can call that number anytime, and you may make it onto the show. You got a question, a comment, a response to something you hear on this episode. 516-336-4751. Is it 5-1?
Whoa, whoa. No, what was that number?
I don't know what that number was. I don't have it in front of me anymore. I thought I memorized.
Wait, what is the number?
516-336-4731. 516-337,
I think. Wait,
the 250th time I've given this, right? 250th episode.
516-336-3741, Barry.
Right, that's what I meant.
That number you gave?
I don't know what the hell I gave. I'm just shouting out random numbers.
I think you said 5-1, didn't you? I think you did.
Just leave us a voicemail at 516-883-7451.
All right. Oh, my God.
And please subscribe to the one podcast that had a whole other plan for this little bit about like a minute and a half ago that all changed. This is the one podcast where the Knicks have more wins over the past 5 days than Barry has poops. Right. That is news that Barry just told us. He has not taken a shit since Wednesday?
Wednesday morning was my last one, yes.
And it is Sunday night, so five. That's almost 6 days.
I
went through all day Wednesday after it came out. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday,
so, five full days.
Five full days.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not feeling...
No.
How is that even possible?
Nope.
Have you not eaten all in
that,
5 days?
All
I've
that
eaten a
shit
lot.
We ate
you
on
saw me
Saturday
all
night.
All that stuff last night. I've been eating as normal.
I mean, we had lots of sticks and empanadas and pigs in a blanket.
Baklava.
Crab meat and spinach.
Coffee and...
You know, I happen to have a doctor's appointment on Wednesday that day. about something else. But at the end of the appointment, I said, no, I got another question to ask you, Doc. I didn't say Doc. I'm not one of those guys that says Doc, but I don't know why I said it in the story.
What do you say, Doctor?
I don't say anything. I don't refer to them at all. No. And I said, you know, my poop is sometimes really hard, you know? And the other thing is sometimes I'll go a day or two without pooping. I said, I think it might be because I'm not drinking enough. And he said, yeah, that's like the biggest thing. So he told me I got to be drinking more, which I've been doing since that Wednesday.
Oh, that's the reason for that bottle?
A lot of hydration. That's why you see that bottle there. I'm making sure I get my like 64 ounces of water.
Yeah, we were asking about that.
Every day.
But that hasn't helped.
That has not helped. If it continues not to help by this coming Wednesday, which will have been 7 days, then I'm probably going to get on that Metamucil and incorporate that.
Metamucil?
Have you ever had to do that?
Wow.
I've never had to do that. But like I said, it was on Wednesday. My kids were late to school because I couldn't get it out.
Okay, I'm going to cut this off right now because the Knicks are finally winning, and here we are spending the first several minutes of the show talking about Barry's lack of shit. So,
Knicks fans don't deserve that.
Basketball is back, and BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll always get the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. And as your continued source for all sports wagering information, BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and giveaways all season long. Always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events. Whether that's the NFL, NBA, NHL, MMA, tennis, boxing, or even golf. I was doing a tennis swing there. I don't know why. Head to betonline.ag and get your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BLEAV to get your rewards. BetOnline, where the game starts. Blandy, hit us the Ralph montage this week.
All right, here we go.
All right, Knicks versus Hawks. Here we go. Knicks looking good after one versus the Hawks. Let's see how this goes. Knicks lead the Hawks by 22 points after three. One more quarter to go. Looking good. Knicks win! 24 points over Atlanta. Killed them. Knicks playing shorthanded Charlotte Hornets. Let's get it, Knicks. Go, go, go!
I just got to say, the Knicks are up by 10 in the third quarter, and I just got to say that Grimes just fits in so smoothly with the team. I mean, really helping team chemistry. And since they were talking about Bill Bradley during the game, I wanted to let you know that I felt he reminds me a lot of Bill Bradley. Just really helps with the chemistry and the glue. Fits in seamlessly.
Knicks win! We blow out the Charlotte Hornets. Get to 500, and it's our third game in a row to win. We actually have a winning streak. Good night, all. Knicks versus the Kings. Going to be a tough one tonight, a real challenge. See how this goes. Knicks up by 14 at the end of one. Julius Randle is on fire. Is this that signature win that you all were looking for? Let's hope so. Knicks up by 16 at the half. Julius Randle looks even better than he did 2 years ago. Great game.
Maybe.
Julius Randle gets thrown out of the game. Oh, well. You had a great one. Knicks win! Woo! Fourth in a row. And we held them under 100. And it's a dang good thing that we have three centers, which we needed them tonight. That's all, folks.
I had to play that three fucking times because turned into Bugs Bunny, Ralph.
Good for her.
Yeah. Wasn't that Janie?
No, that was Ralph.
I thought it was Janie.
You think she on at the end just to do the Bugs Bunny impersonation?
I think so.
That was not Janie.
Okay. I thought it was.
Four-game winning streak, including wins against the Cavs, Hawks, and Kings, so all winning teams. We weren't sure last time we all talked, but it does seem like Rose, Fournier, and Reddish are all completely out of the rotation.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to see them play again. the way Tibbs rolls. He's too stubborn to even bring them in during garbage time. The defense over those four games is giving up 93 points per game. Interesting thing, Barry, that I just noticed right before we came on. I went to look back. I want to see how many four-game winning streaks we had last season. Just one. Okay, so 2 4-game winning streaks over the past 2 seasons. And in both of those streaks, Sims and McBride were part of the rotation. Barry, the fuck has taken Thibodeau so long to get these? Why are you raising your eyebrows to that?
Because Jericho Sims had so much to do with the 4-game winning streaks on those. I don't think it's that.
No, but Deuce maybe. Maybe that defense.
I mean, you want to tie it to defense,
The 4-game winning streak last season, by the way, was the end of March when Thibodeau finally, after a season of not really focusing on playing the young guys, finally started playing them. So it wasn't like they were playing all like for a while. It was at the very end of last season when Obi finally got to see minutes, Deuce, Sims. Before then, they were not playing. Mm. Barry, why is this? What's working during this 4-game winning streak? Why is this rotation working? Why is the defense working? What is it?
The rotation's working because of the defense. You know, it's a priority that Thibodeau set. That was the number one thing. He wants to have at least 3 guys on the court at all times that can defend. And sometimes he has more than that. And then you have guys like Randall where sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. But when he puts out the effort, it's there as well. And that's the key. I mean, in these 4 wins, they've held teams to 100 points or less, which in today's NBA is a huge feat. You look at the Sacramento Kings, who have one of the best offenses in the league. They score a lot of points. They held this team under 100.
So, no De'Aaron Fox, but
no De'Aaron Fox. Yes. Yep. But still, they played great. Huge thing is that they're playing all 4 quarters. You know, there's been so many times where they'll let go of the rope for a full quarter, let a team get back in, and then, you know, the game is over, and you know that the game is over. This team is different. 2 minutes into the 3rd quarter, I thought that when the Kings cut it to 11, I thought the game was done. They got on a little run. I even texted Jason. He said he just said the same thing to his son.
He texted me, Knicks are going to lose this game. Yeah. And
There was basically a whole half to go, but you just felt, you know what? It just feels like the Knicks are going to lose this game. Yeah. Thibodeau calls timeout. They come out of the timeout and they take command again. In atypical, you know, 3rd quarter, you know, New York fashion, they're able to take care of business. And then when Randall gets ejected with only 2 minutes to go, you feel like, okay, maybe this is where it's going to fall apart. But then RJ Barrett steps up. He looks around. There's no Randall. There's no Brunson. He's like, all right, I got this. And he takes the lead. And you saw it. They got a good run going right now. And the team is clicking. And, you know, what more can you ask for from this group? People, you know, have been calling for Thibodeau to play young guys. I mean, that's all he's fucking doing. Can you believe the amount of minutes that McBride is getting and Quentin Grimes is getting? You know, it's really fun to watch, fun to see, and the fact that they're getting wins out of it and the defense that they're playing, you got to be hyped up.
Again, I don't like Knicks fans. We all like Derrick Rose, and a lot of us grew to like Cam Reddish, but there does seem to be a big difference when you replace those guys and the energy they have or the lack of energy they have at times with guys like McBride, right? With Grimes has been back for a bit now. They're just, you, like you said, there's more players on the court who play with that grit and hustle and defense across the entire game. There's no break from it. So that's why they're playing so well defensively over these 4 games. Maybe the best defense in the league over the past 4 games.
Is anybody going to apologize about Cam Reddish?
Yeah, looks like.
Is Abushaki going to apologize about Cam Reddish?
We are the one podcast who never fucking apologized. Or Blandy didn't.
Me specifically.
And we were right.
Well, I think I was probably more right than the two of you.
We're standing behind you right now, Blandy.
No, come on. We were all right, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Barry and I, not big. We don't like Reddish.
No. Abushaki, I think, he has to apologize.
Abushaki called in. Let's hear what he had to say, Blandy. Maybe he did.
But I deserve an apology.
Let's see.
Hey guys, this is Isam from Chelsea, aka the Beast from the Middle East, aka Abushaki. I'm just calling to vent a little bit. What the hell is this Cam Reddish trade talk? I'm just... I know he's not great.
Pause this for
a
sec.
I love him, but...
I just want to defend Abu Shaki here. This was not after the four-game winning streak. Okay, so this was probably after two.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We don't even spend one season really developing any player. We keep complaining that we don't have any young talent. We get a guy that has the skills, who has, yeah, he has issues playing, but all his problems are totally coachable. You cannot coach his skill set to anyone else. And we're just now trading him to get rid of Fournier. I don't know, guys. Here's my question to you. Do you really think Grimes is that much better than Cam Reddish? And honestly, who do you think is going to be a better player in 3 years? Cam Reddish, Grimes, or
RJ Barrett?
I'm going to say Cam Reddish. I'm going to say in 3 years, we're going to be
calling Abu Shaki
and saying, remember when we had Cam Reddish and we traded him to get rid of Fournier's contract? And we're going to be looking at him dunking on us with the playing with the Bucks or whoever, or with the Lakers. And then we're going to say, hey, look at the Lakers, how they win all these tournaments with people like Cam Reddish on their bench. And we had that guy, but, you know, like we had Tom Thibodeau, who can't even develop anything or spend the time to coach a player. I don't know. I'm just irritated. But anyways, it's a hard Knicks life. I love you guys. Have a good night.
The Cam, I feel for the Cam stands out there. They really did put everything they had into Cam Reddish this season. They want him to start all year. They got a little taste of it. They were like, they thought they were right. It's always like a this first that in Knicks.
And he converted a lot of Cam haters. Look, he converted me. I think Cam can play.
Yeah,
I wouldn't play now because I like the short rotation. It's working
for
what they're doing.
2 weeks, me and Barry were converted to Cam Reddish fans.
That's
2 weeks.
But Abu Shaki. Now, yes, Cam and Quentin are very different players, and you can see the positives that Cam has that are not in Grimes' game. But you asked me a serious question. Is it really a big difference to have Grimes out there and not Cam? Yes. Quentin Grimes is so locked in every single possession of the game where, yeah, Reddish has had flashes of really good defense, but Grimes is constant every single play. So it's a huge difference between the two. And then they have the fact that the other guys are feeding off it. And you have the fact that Quentin Grimes gets into places. It seems like he gets into open spots to bail a guy out after there's like three or four passes that the Knicks are making to move the ball and nothing's there. All of a sudden, Grimes is in a spot to either catch and shoot, which hopefully the shot will fall and make more shots than he's been making at a better clip, or he'll be underneath the basket and get an easy two. And he seems to do that more than Cam would, who would kind of just sit in the corner and then eventually if he had to and he had the ball and there was nothing to do, he'll look to create, you know, and take it to the rack. But Grimes, there's no question you need to have in there over Reddish.
I agree. Reddish's defense was different. Like, people liked his deed basically because of his length and he was able to poke balls away at times. His
get
arms
into the lanes
are long
and stuff like that. The pass.
But it wasn't the one-on-one.
No. Grimes defense is like effort and talent defensively, not just poking the ball away at times.
Yeah, the on-ball defense is so clear.
I'll tell you what Grimes doesn't do. Well, it's also about Grimes' basketball IQ, right? And he doesn't make bad decisions out there. And he doesn't go spinning, doing 360 in the lane, chucking it over the back of his head like Reddish seems to do. Like, Reddish makes stupid basketball plays. And Grimes doesn't really do that. Does Grimes make mistakes, Barry? No.
He had one during the Kings game, which I think it was his mistake, and Randall got on him for it. This was in the first half when the Kings were coming down the court, and Grimes picked up the wrong guy. He picked up Randall's guy, and Randall was like saying to him, like, what are you doing? You know, and then meanwhile, the other guy gets left open. Now, yes, of course, could Randall have gotten out
Randall
on that
do
guy?
That in the game?
Right. No, I know. Exactly. But that was like the one thing I was
that's
like,
a tiny.
No,
that's
he usually does not make mistakes.
Happens.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
He's a role player. I can, that's what he is. He'll never be anything more than a role player. The idea that
Grimes or Reddish?
Reddish. The idea that 3 years from now, he'll, you know, be like a star on the, like, come on. No, I'm sorry. That's not happening.
I actually think what you said is part of what's working right now is that these guys that are playing know what they are, you know, and they, like, I think it's allowing Randall to be Randall and RJ to be RJ and Brunson to be Brunson. And because these guys don't need, they're not trying to prove themselves to stay in the rotation, and they don't need to score a lot of buckets. They don't need to try to do too much. Like Reddish, I think, did try at times.
Look, with Grimes and McBride, they know that they're in there for their defense. They're not in there for their offense.
Right.
So when they get their touches and they have their chance and it's a good opportunity for them to take a shot, an open shot, they'll do it. Otherwise, they're going to keep the ball moving. Again, they're going to stick to their role and they're going to focus on what they're on the court to do, which is defend.
Are we playing a little bit of 4-on-5 on offense, though, when McBride is out there?
With McBride out there, yes.
Yeah, but on defense, you're playing 6-on-5. So what's and imagine, like, they're playing well right now, defensively playing well, 4-game winning streak. Imagine it starts to click a little offensively for McBride. And when it does finally start clicking for Grimes, it's not, it isn't really on a
And again, if you're
going
to create an identity, and again, like in New York, I mean, even going back to the 90s, we love that defensive identity. You're okay overloading the defensive side of your team versus the offensive side, you know, especially if that's what's going to win you games. And so far, that's what's been doing for them.
When you look at all the guys off the bench, Hartenstein, it's a little weird, funky right now with Obi out. Yeah. By the way, we're doing this winning streak without Obi. And now we might have to continue it without Brunson. But all the guys off the bench give you effort every single night, right? They're all effort guys. Quickly, Hartenstein, Deuce. Now Sims, I guess, which is weird. He's coming in. We're playing three centers out there. And Sims is one of the nine. Guys, during the winning streak, Julius Randle, you got to pay some attention to him, even though he got thrown out of this one way too early for nothing. Yeah. Averaging 28 points per game, over 10 rebounds, 3.5 assists, and in the four games has just 5 turnovers total. Ralph said Julius is playing better than 2 seasons ago. Is it time to trade Julius Randle? No, I'm fucking kidding. Barry, do you like what you see from Julius? Maybe it is. I don't know. Some
A lot of people think
it
that it is, man. They're so quick to say, oh, the stock is high. It hasn't been this high in so long. Now's the time. Get him out of here. But, I mean, how can you do that? I don't think you can.
Well, if you try, I mean, no. Who's going to score any points if you got rid of him?
Yeah.
And Obi, certainly, you know what? If Obi had been playing well for the past few weeks, maybe I'd be heavily on that fucking train. But Obi's been struggling mightily, and he's obviously out for the next few weeks, so that's not going to happen. But Julius, he looks really good, right, Barry? He's, ever since he changed that hair, and now he says, I don't know if it's true or not, but he says he's getting sleep. They bring it up all the time. Dude, there has to be something to that.
Look, he's still taking his three-point shots, but he's going to the basket more as well. And that's the strength of his game. I think he's realizing that. He's got to get to the rack. And then hopefully, you know, he'll realize when his shot's on, you know, he'll put him up there. And when they're not, he won't. But he's so strong and he's so talented offensively that, yeah, he's a huge asset for them when he's playing like this.
Yeah, 27 points in the first half tonight. I thought he was going to be going for 50. But then in the third quarter, it was interesting. He was more facilitating. He was finding RJ. Him and RJ had that one nice play where he told RJ to cut. You never see this from them. RJ cut. RJ did what Julius told him to do, which you feel like beautiful. They're never on the same page out there, right? Like they could be going down the break and the two of them never seem on the same page. Like Julius wants to get it from RJ. RJ fucking, as much as I love RJ, he fucking never gives it up to Julius.
No,
on a
he
break.
Puts his head down and
Ever.
He just goes to the hoop.
No.
Yeah, but
he
to be fair,
Mitch Lobs, he never gives
to be
it
fair,
to Julius.
RJ though has been balling out the last two games. He's had two
been
really good
better.
Games.
Yeah. But they had that one play where RJ told him to cut, Julius cut, got it to RJ. I'm sorry, RJ cut, Julius got it to him, and RJ threw it up to Mitch. Couldn't let Julius beautiful. Have that assist, but it was a beautiful, beautiful lob, beautiful play between the three of them.
And yeah, Julius the three was of them, and it's the whole team. The chemistry among everybody has been so good. They're not settling for bad shots. They're really trying to get the best shot that they can. And it's like almost like unrecognizable. You know, as great as they're playing on defense, their offense is actually looking like a formidable offense out there.
Yeah. Blandy, play the voicemail from Brandon. He's excited.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Four in a row. Take that to the bank. Take that for data. Holy shit. We're taking the East. Where's the fire Tibbs chance there, huh? We got to trade Randall, huh?
Oh, you'll still hear those.
I think we need to trade Randall, but anyway.
I don't know. Are we turning the corner, boys? Is this it? Four in a row? All right. We'll have to see.
What I want to know is Tibbs going to run these guys into the ground with Obi out? Because RJ played 44 minutes tonight. 44 minutes. Grimes played 42.
Well, there was no Randall either, you know, down the stretch. So he had to pick up some extra.
And that, I mean, nine-man rotation and those guys coming off the bench are not going to, I mean, they're not going to get huge minutes. They're going to put in everything they have for the minutes they get, but
well, everybody
these are not
tonight.
Great players coming off the, like, we all know they're not great players coming off the bench. So yeah, he might run them into the ground, but it is what he's going with right now.
Now, let me ask you, speaking of Randall, him getting kicked out, who do you put that on? Because after the game, both RJ and Thibodeau said that they've got to be able to pull him away. Like somebody's got to be able to step in there after he gets the first and pull him back so he doesn't get the second. I mean, do you agree with
and
that?
He's gotta,
no, that's Randall.
Well, he's got to be smart enough. That's on. He's got to be smart enough.
He's a fucking leader with a leader of this team. The younger guys need to go up to the veteran and pull him away.
Right. I didn't.
He
I didn't
basically
buy that.
Asked for the first tee during play. The whole play was going on. He had his back to the play, and he was in the face of a referee. He's lucky he just didn't get two right off the bat there. And then they gave him one. He should have shut up, but he kept going.
Kept going
as if he's like, he's not LeBron James. They're not going to say, oh, we just gave you one. Now you can say whatever the fuck you want to us. He was cursing them out. That was just totally boneheaded.
Yeah. And not the first time he's been ejected from a game. So,
no, it was like... It was like you saw the best and worst of Julius in that game. And to get thrown out in the third quarter while you're riding a three-game winning streak and you just had 27 in the first half. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
Right, because that would have been, if they had lost control of that game and lost that game, like Barry and I thought that they were going to at that one point, that would have been the story.
That's the Randall of last season right there. Right.
Now, again, maybe if it was a close game, you know, within a couple of points, he doesn't do that. It's very possible. He had a huge career high first half, which is weird because, like, well, why would you want to get kicked out of a game where, you know, you had a career high in the first half? But then again, I mean, they're blowing out Sacramento. There's only a quarter to go. You know, it was the very end of the third quarter, about 2 minutes left. You know, that could be part of it. And whatever. I don't think it's the type of ejection, though, that's going to create, you know, a cancer in the locer room or anything like that, because it had nothing to do with the rest of teammates or the rest of the team or the coaching staff. It was simply against the refs, and they won. So, I mean, they'll move past that really quick, and he'll reflect on it. He'll put a couple of extra minutes at the tail end of his meditation before the games, and he'll get more zen.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised he got that upset over that.
It didn't look that egregious anyway. It didn't look that horrible.
Most of the harm came after he hit the ground. He fell into the other guy's legs. It wasn't that bad. I didn't even know if there was a foul there.
I think he kicked the other guy in the face too, didn't he? It looked like he...
Well, there was a play earlier in the game where he could have got called, you know, for an offensive foul.
It looked like a little bit of a push in the back. It didn't really look as bad as he was making it out to be.
No.
Guys, where do you do all your betting? Let's get
well,
this
that
out
depends.
Of the way. BetStamp.
I bet where BetStamp tells me to bet, Craig, because if you're betting and you're only using one or two sportsbook apps, then I've got something to tell you, and that something is BetStamp. BetStamp is a 100% free app that'll compare all the sportsbooks and does the line shopping for you, so you'll know where to place your next bet to get the best odds. The only way to get an edge in online sports betting is by having multiple accounts at different sports books. Download the BetStamp app today. Use promo code HARDNICKSLIFE. And after you download BetStamp, DM Craig or Blandy or myself and find out how we can help you score even bigger with BetStamp.
Show me the money!
Wouldn't you say BetStamp is like Tibbs?
In what way?
What do you... Like, you know, Tibbs tells us, like, you know, you don't really know what you're talking about because I watch all the games like, over and over again.
He said that again. Was it yesterday that he said that? 2 days ago?
You're all idiots, right? Jesus, I'm not going to play only the young guys. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, BetStamp is like Tibbs. You don't just go to your favorite sites over and over again without really knowing what you're doing. They do all the work for you. They're going to tell you where to go and tell you where you have the best chance to win. And that's Tibbs. He knows better than us. Even though, does he? Do you guys think we'll ever see Rose or Fournier play again?
I think we'll see Rose before Fournier.
You may see Rose now.
Brunson out, you think we'll see? You don't think it'll just be Quickly and McBride?
Between Brunson's hip and then, you know, the worst thing with his foot or his ankle. Yeah, you got a lot to worry about there. I think we'd see Rose before.
You know what's interesting? During this four-game winning streak, Brunson hasn't been playing his best ball of the season.
No.
And he's been playing a little injured, struggling. He's a tough guy, tough kid. He went down hard against the Kings,
got back up, and then when he rolled his ankle,
he wanted to come right out. Yeah. I hope that ankle isn't bad. That would be bad. But when it's your defense carrying you, you can... I think you can afford to lose guys, right? It's good that that's their calling card right now. Barry, what's the projection on wins this season? Didn't you want to talk about that?
I did, because according to you, Craig, you said that it's simple math. You just take what their record is now, and then you'll know what their record is going to be at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So, I am curious what their record is going to be. We do have a mathematician
on the show already. It's 42 and a half wins.
What? They're 14-13 right now.
Yeah, so that projects to be like 42-43 wins.
Yeah, he's right.
On the season.
Okay. All right.
It's like 42 and a half or something like that is what it comes
I thought it would have been like 3 or 4 games over 500.
No, so, well.
Oh, which is 42.
It's two.
42 and 40.
Right. Right. Thanks. See, there's my math.
Well, it's one game. Well, 40. Is that one game over 500?
Yes.
No, two.
No.
No, two. One.
42 and 40 is one game over 500.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, see? There's those fucking math skills again. It's like a trick question.
Right, not Craig? Even a math teacher.
One of those trick questions.
You know, Barry is not the only one who wanted to question you about that. I saw a couple of people on Twitter, Craig, that asked if you were going to re-examine your
today?
Yeah. I think it was Johnny Bones.
Oh, he'll be the first one to call any of you out.
Specifically, I think it was who wanted to know, like, if you were going to revisit that.
Tonight he did? I didn't see that.
Yeah,
I saw
today.
That a few games ago.
No, today. I saw today.
It's based on their current record. What do you want from me? They've totally flipped the table now. I mean, I don't even think I should read Tankathon now at the end of the show.
And then by the end of next week, you'll be like, it's back to Tankathon. If they lose a couple of games.
You say, I mean, you always complain that I go up and down, but so do the Knicks. I mean, what do you want from me? The Knicks go up and down. They look terrible for weeks, and now they have a whole new identity past 4 games.
I mean, it all just balances out.
They have been playing well. Even before the 4 wins, they were playing well. Even the loss to the Bucks, you know, that was a tight game.
Statement win, Barry?
Against the Sacramento team?
Against a De'Aaron Foxless Kings
team? The Kings are a good team.
They're a good team. Even with De'Aaron Fox, it's not a statement win. Come on, we've been over this, down this road.
I'm joking. Ralph fucking asked, all right?
I think we did say, though, when we were having the statement discussion a few shows ago, that if they put together like a 9-game winning streak or something, that's a statement as well. So, you know, they're almost halfway to doing that.
A 9-game, they're at 4.
Relax.
And they're almost halfway to doing that, I said.
Relax.
Yeah.
I know, it's a long way from 9.
All right, y'all hear that music. Is there news this week?
There's not much. I got two quick things, and that's it, yeah.
All right, give it to us. Things. And then we can talk a little bit about a Secret Santa party on our way out. Y'all want to hear what happens.
Yeah, so really quick, today, Paul Silas, I don't know if you saw this, Paul Silas passed away.
Yeah.
Three-time NBA championship, first coach for LeBron James, coached, I think, three or four different teams, died at the age of 79. His son is actually the coach of, he's coach of who right now? The Rockets? Is it the Rockets? I think the Rockets, right? Steven Silas? So there's that. And then the only other thing is that Warriors forward Anthony Lamb was named in a lawsuit that was filed by three women against the University of Vermont this week. They claimed that that he sexually assaulted them and that the school didn't really do anything to investigate all the way back in 2019. He put out a statement saying the allegations made against me in 2019 have recently resurfaced or patently false. I've always been fully cooperative regarding the alleged incident and have welcomed any investigation to the matter. Simply put, I've never committed sexual assault. Okay. So, but other than that, it's been a really, it's just been a slow week. There's not much going on at all, really, that I thought was worth anything at
all. How about those two? Did you see? Wait. Oh, you can bounce the ball. Bounce the ball.
And that's the way the basketball bounces.
I mean, we all saw that Zion dunk, right? We talked about it at the party. They played the Suns tonight again. Did you know that?
Yes.
Yeah, went to OT. Yeah.
Those are fucking statement wins, Barry, are they not?
Yeah, for the Pelicans. Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, you kicked us out of the fucking postseason last year, and we're going to fucking show you we're here for real.
The Suns are not what they were last year, though. I mean, it's not.
What they were a couple years ago, you know?
How about the fact the Pelicans are sitting in first place in the West, and yours truly put 50 bucks on them, 24-1 odds to win the Western Conference Finals.
Wow. So what is that?
$12 payout right there.
There you go. Wait, what do they have to do? Get to the Western Conference
Finals? They got to win the Western Finals.
So get to the finals.
Not just be the top record.
To get to the finals, correct.
Not be the one seed.
No. I think I put money on Denver for that, actually.
I didn't see any of the highlights of that game. Did it get chippy today? I would assume it must.
I don't know. Went to overtime.
Zion, I mean, from what I saw of Zion, I saw some Zion highlights. He played well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm he definitely didn't back down.
He got off to a hot start, too.
He had 35. And they're playing without Ingram.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've like rarely been fully healthy, that team. So.
Where did you put up your Secret Santa gift from Blandy?
Yeah. No, I didn't put it up yet.
Is that going to go in place of one of the? Because your wall is filled with stuff.
My assumption was that it was going to go to the left of what you see in behind him there.
Don't you want him to put it up so you can see it and show you don't give a shit?
Well, he can't. Like, those are things that are like hanging up on the other side of the wall. There, he's got like a pennant and like a poster.
Yeah, like over there.
Yeah, like that.
I got some space over there.
So you think next to the poster?
I may move the poster.
Yeah, I may move the poster somewhere else. Because on that wall, I've got like Starks and Ewing, so it actually would go fitting on that. Well, why would it go fitting
knowing
on that
wall? What? It's only from a couple years ago. By the way, now I know why you guys wouldn't tell me who you had. You fucking had each other. Fucking bastards.
Yes, but I heard I got some info about that too.
What do you mean?
It was set up.
I heard Barry. There was a trade. There was a trade involved.
There was a trade.
Are you kidding me?
No, because my wife. No. My wife got me.
Should have just kept him.
She got me. She asked Jordana to switch with her. Jordana said no, which my wife said then made her realize that Jordana had her. And so then.
So I get a text from Jason's wife.
What a disaster!
That says, "Can you switch with me? I have Jason. I don't want to have to get Jason because I get him gifts already.
When did you find this out?
Oh, weeks ago.
Me?
Hold on. Are you kidding me?
Wait, so, Jason didn't know going
into
the party.
No, not me. I found out today.
Wait. Hold on.
What's wrong? Are you feeling okay?
Well, because for weeks, you guys wouldn't let... I wanted help. with the person I had.
But Jason didn't know.
You couldn't, Barry, hear who I had. And it would ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, because it was already bad enough that I knew now who two people had.
Yeah, you know who everyone, you knew who like half the party had.
I knew who Allison had.
Allison had, and Jordana. Basically.
I didn't know who Jordana had. I didn't know she asked Jordana.
Oh.
I didn't know she had asked Jordana.
You can't trade this shit.
So I said, okay, you now have Kate. So she had Kate, and I got Jason.
Wow.
Look, what was I supposed to do? I could have said, I already knew she had at that point.
Yeah, it would have been stupid.
Because she told me that was the reason she was asking.
It's a secret Santa part.
If you
want to
be mad at anybody, you should be mad at Jason's wife because she should have just played by the rules. You get who you get.
Those
are the fucking rules. Oh, I didn't know we could trade with people. I would have traded.
If you had gotten your wife, you would have just gotten your wife a gift?
I wouldn't have even thought about trading. No, I wouldn't have even thought about trading.
Right, because then you ruin it for everybody else.
That defeats the purpose of the game. No, the purpose of the game is to be a secret. The name of the game is Secret Santa.
We're already buying each other gifts. There's no reason to buy us enough.
Well, we're not. I don't think we're going to do Secret Santa again next year. It kind of sucked, right? We're in agreement that it kind of sucked.
It is horrible.
Yeah. So we'll go back to the other thing.
It is. You know what? It is so much better with the stupid, meaningless gifts. Then this awkward moment where you have to open this gift that the person got specifically for you, and you're like, "What does that do? Like, what does that do to me?"
Right, and then like with it would be a big reveal when you find out who got you the gift, and it's like, okay.
Well, it wasn't a big reveal when you
no.
Last night you're all pretending to not know because we're all guessing who everyone got, and you knew half the fucking party.
You knew two people. Listen. Math.
Blandy and Jay get to share Nick's gifts with each other. Oh, it's so nice. Lovely.
It's good times.
Yeah, got him. Did I say what I got him? A Madison Square Garden Lego set.
No, not a Lego set.
Foco.
Some sort of Foco set.
Okay.
I got it right here.
Show us.
Got it right here.
Show everybody. Have you put it together yet?
No, not that quick.
Look at this.
No way, you can't see it.
Well, put it up real fast.
There you go.
Yep.
And Jason got Barry this blurry.
It is really blurry.
It's like impossible to figure out how it's supposed to go, but it's like.
Do you know what I thought for sure, Craig?
Canvases of all different sizes. From the opening tip of some meaningless Pacers-Knicks game.
I was like, this has got to be like from an iPhone photo. I was probably at the game.
Did you take that
photo? And this is probably a game I went to with this person.
No.
But he didn't take the photo.
No. We were trying to figure out. It was such a crisp photo, Blandy. Where'd he go?
He's probably went to get it.
That Barry has like put his face right up to it to try to figure out what the opposing team was. And I had to come over there and tell him it's the Pacers. So much focus on Porzingis on the Jumbotron.
Yeah, I know.
What do you want from me?
I mean, you got the...
It's like five pieces.
Right.
You spread it out to get smaller.
Where did you get that?
Amazon. I went looking specifically for Nick's stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it'll be cool when it's up on the wall. People are like, oh, wow, what game is that?
That was the other thing. Barry broke two rules of Secret Santa.
Oh, jeez, what else?
Because it's hard to find a gift for $30 or less that's actually fucking good. All right, and Barry's wife sends out the email telling everybody to stay as close as they can to $30. But Barry goes twice over it to get Jason his gift.
I went over.
But... You what? You spent more than $7 on those canvases?
That's not nice. That's hurtful.
What did you do? How much did you spend on those?
I'm not telling you how much it was.
Well over? More than Barry?
What was our limit?
30?
30.
Yeah.
Which I said I think we should have a minimum, not a maximum. If it's going to be if it was
it would make it much easier. There were so many things I couldn't get because of the amount.
Yeah. Well, there'll be changes for next year.
There'll be changes. Pictionary first, change number one.
Yeah.
Maybe. It was fun, though. In spite of the awkward gift giving. All right, guys. Until next time. We usually do more, but fuck it. Until next time, it is a hard...
Give me the schedule.
You want the schedule?
Not that people don't know it anyway.
What do we play? Wednesday, Friday?
Wednesday, Friday. Back
both
to back.
Both against the Bulls.
Chicago.
All we do is win anyway.
What is that? What's up?
I think they're trying to make it more like Major League Baseball.
So weird.
You have like a series.
I guess like a home and away would be normal, but to be back to back at Chicago is odd.
Well, that's like baseball.
And then we fly all the way to Golden State. Oh, no, never mind. We go home for Golden State and Toronto. I was going to say, that doesn't make any sense.
Rumors floating around about Zach LaVine. Have you seen those?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll pass. He's got knee problems.
Yeah, I like LaVine.
I like him, too. All right, guys. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.